We're picking up our talk with candidates for the state Supreme Court ahead of the primary election on February 21st. Janet Protasiewicz joins us now. She's a Milwaukee County Circuit Court judge and a former prosecutor. Judge Protasiewicz, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you so much. I'm delighted to be here.
Can you start with your elevator pitch, a half a minute or so, on why you're running for the state's highest court?
Did you say 2 hours or a half a minute? The reason I'm running for the state Supreme Court is to bring back change and common sense to our court. I'm a follow-the-law, common-sense judge, not an uber-partisan. There has been so much extreme partisanship on our Wisconsin Supreme Court, and that's why I'm running.
As political groups and interest groups line up, they view you as a liberal, those who support you, those who oppose you. What would you say to them?
I would say that, you know, labels are interesting and that, yes, I am very, very progressive when it comes to social issues. But I would also say that there are issues that, quite frankly, you know, go across all party lines, such as community safety, such as a judicial philosophy, such as being a fair jurist, such as being not a partisan, such as not having a thumb on the scale when it comes to issues that are going to come before the Supreme Court, such as not being an activist judge. You know, we need common sense. We don't need extreme partisanship, and I will root every decision in the law.
One decision or one case likely to come before the state Supreme Court, again, is the state's election maps. You've described the current maps and the system that created them unfavorably. Could, say, Republicans, if this case came before you as a Supreme Court justice, count on you to not have your thumb on the scale?
Absolutely. I said that the maps are rigged. And, you know, Wisconsin's a battleground state. I don't think you could sell to any rational person that the maps are fair. You just look at them with the numbers in the Wisconsin State Senate, the numbers in the Wisconsin State Assembly. You just look at those numbers, you know, and you know that something is wrong. But what I have told everyone, while I state that those maps are rigged and while I talk about some of the other issues that are important to both me and all Wisconsinites, is that all of my decisions are going to be, you know, rooted in the law, that I plan to follow the law, that I tell you what my values are, because I think that Supreme Court candidates should share with the community and the electorate what their values are. But nonetheless, I will uphold the law, follow the Constitution when I make any decisions. Nothing is prejudged.
After the U.S. Supreme Court struck down Roe v. Wade, we have the 1849 ban on most abortions in effect in Wisconsin. There's a lawsuit, though, the state Justice Department saying, hang on, there's a 1980s law, and they're in conflict with each other. How would you weigh the older law versus the newer law?
You know, basically, I can't make any specific comments as to what I would do when elected as a Supreme Court justice. And what I've told people in regard to the abortion law, in regard to the 1849 law, I've been very, very clear that, again, my values are that women have the right to choose. I've stated that I disagreed with the Supreme Court's decision on this. And quite frankly, I was surprised when the United States Supreme Court decided to take away a fundamental right that so many people in our country had for such a long time. I'd also say that this is the same type of decision-making that people are tired of. They're really tired of. They don't want that from our Wisconsin Supreme Court. So, you know, we currently have a majority on the court who are making decisions based on right-wing partisan beliefs, not the Constitution and not the law. We need to bring that change back to the courts. We need to get away from that right-wing extremism and back to common sense.
I'm asking the candidates for the court about collegiality on the court. If you're criticizing current rulings as right-wing extremism, would you be able to have a collegial relationship with, if elected, your fellow judges?
Of course. You know, people disagree on different issues. They agree on ways to analyze different issues. It doesn't mean that you can't be collegial with them. You know, I have lots of friends on all ends of the political spectrum. And, you know, we like to have spirited debates and spirited conversations about the issues. So I don't anticipate that being an issue at all.
Talking to Janet Protasiewicz, Milwaukee County Circuit Court judge, one of the candidates for Wisconsin's open state Supreme Court seat, a primary election coming up. Recusal. Sometimes judges are asked by parties to remove themselves from a case. What is your standard, or what would be your standard as a state Supreme Court justice, of when, it's rare, but when to recuse yourself from a particular case?
Well, I think there needs to be a recusal rule. I have been very, very open about that. And, you know, just what the standard and what the contribution limit needs to be in order to have someone recuse themselves, I think that there needs to be a public hearing. I think the public absolutely needs to weigh in on that. But, I really, really believe a recusal rule is appropriate, you know, for lots of reasons. Other candidates have opposed, additional rules. I think that's wrong. I will obviously follow any recusal rule. But there are people who really believe that, so much money is being poured into these races and so much of it by outside groups. Should a Supreme Court justice really sit on a case where, millions of dollars of outside money has, come in on your behalf? And I don't think that people think that's fair. I think that people think that that puts a thumb on the scale. So I think we need a recusal rule. I plan to follow that recusal rule, and I hope that that is determined by a, public hearing on the matter.
A court race is a strange kind of race in the American political system. Usually you're voting for politicians to enact certain policies or not. How would you invite voters to weigh the decisions they make when voting for a judge at any level?
Well, I think you have to look at the person's judicial philosophy, how they plan to run their courtroom, how they plan to treat people, whether or not they are, able to be fair and appropriate under, all circumstances. Judicial philosophy, it's critical. Like I tell people, I can't tell you where I'm going to end up on a case, but I can tell you I'm going to root my decisions in the law. And so I go back to that change in common sense theme that I've been talking about, that we need to get away from hyper-partisanship and predetermined outcomes by ideologues. And, we absolutely need to do that. The Supreme Court should be, different in many instances than the other branches of government. People should really, really be able to look up to our Supreme Court and believe that it is a bastion of dignity and integrity, and that they are going to have a fair shake, across the board in our courts. So, I think that it is critically, critically important that we get back to those values.
You've talked some about your judicial philosophy. Can you talk more about how you'd like to see parties, plaintiffs, citizens treated by judges at all levels in the court?
Well, at all levels. And I'll tell you, I handle a domestic violence calendar for over a year. And I looked at the victims of those cases. We would set those jury trials for either 8:30 or 9 in the morning. And I knew, the victims were, dropping off kids at school, that they had, transportation issues. I knew defendants had transportation issues. And we always tried to be really attuned to that so that people really felt like they were respected across the board. We have an open, welcoming courtroom, and, everybody's treated fairly. Nothing's predetermined. Decisions are rooted in law. People are all treated with respect.
We'll leave it there. Judge Protasiewicz, thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
That's Janet Protasiewicz, a Milwaukee County Circuit Court judge, one of four candidates running for a seat on the state Supreme Court. Earlier, we heard from a former state Supreme Court Justice Daniel Kelly. Tomorrow at this time, we'll also talk to another one of the candidates, Dane County Judge Everett Mitchell. The primary election for the Supreme Court race is on February 21st. You can find information about registration and voting at myvote.wi.gov. That's .gov.